before we start, I want to chazer. I think we said this already, but it's kedai just to chazer because it's in Yanei Deyayma. I'm pretty sure we said in the beginning of Sfira, but just repeat it over again for 2 minutes. I don't remember what I said, that there is an interesting phenomenon, that there are two tochuchas in the Torah. There's one in Sefer and Vayikra, in Bechukosai, and one in Kisavo. And we find that the Bechukosai is always read basically a week before Shavuos, and the Tochucha in Kisavo is always read before Rosh Hashanah, about a week before Rosh Hashanah. So the Shulah, who's a very Chashiv Mefarish, explains that basically there are two Rosh Hashanahs, because Rosh Hashanah, the idea of Rosh Hashanah is Hayom Haras Olam, which those who know Hebrew mean today the world was created. But that's the physical world. But the spiritual world was created on Shavuos, and the Torah was given. So Shavuos is also Hayom Haras Olam, but Hayom Haras Olam of the spiritual world. And he says the reason why Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin on Rosh Hashanah is because that's when the world was created. So it follows, likewise, that there is a Yom Adin on Shavuos, on what the world was created on Shavuos, which is Torah. He says that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that on Peiros Nidonim Ama Peiros. Peiros is a remez to Ruchnius. Adam Ocho, the Peiros is where you're the result of your actions. So anyway, so according to the Shulah, the Shavuos is a Yom Adin on Ruchnius. And he says that's why we have, in front of Rosh Hashanah, we have Elul, and before Shavuos, we have Sfira. Because just like you need to prepare, you need Elul to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, you need Sfira to prepare for Shavuos. Anyway, that's, I think we said that, no?
Yeah.
So the aside advarim is that Shavuos is not a joking holiday. I remember, you know, Shavuos is people, you know, it's a serious day. It's a Yom Adin on your Ruchnius, and especially on Kabbalah Satayra. Now, what it seems in this front, what you're supposed to do, besides preparing before Shavuos, which is now, but on Shavuos itself, it seems the main thing is learning. Right? That seems to be, in other words, the logic is that if you want to be Zeicha in Torah, so you have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're Machshev Torah, which means that the funny phenomenon that we have, which is that on Shavuos, guys stay up all night. I think there's a line, I don't remember exactly how it goes, I think it comes from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. The guys stay up all night Shavuos and they go to sleep and they wake up for Elul. I think that's how it goes. Right? But that is not really the way it's supposed to be, because you're not, Shavuos is not just learning the first night. Shavuos is the whole Shavuos. The Mekor is staying up all night. You know where it's brought down? It's brought down in the Shulah also. He brings a famous Maisa where Beis Yosef, then Abasco came out, whatever. But he brings there clearly, just for the record, that the Beis Yosef stayed up both nights and he also stayed up all day. He did not sleep at all on Shavuos, which I don't recommend. But the idea is that it's the person supposed to be learning. In general, I just have to say this, the second day of Shavuos in the Svarim, it brought down, it's a fascinating thing, is the second day of Shavuos is more chomer than other second day yontifs. That's what slowly the Chassam Sofer says. Because the idea of yontif, according to, we said this many, many times, the Ramchal says that the idea of yontif is that history repeats itself. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a certain Kedusha in that day. So since there's a Kedusha in that day, so you want to key in, you want to pick up that Kedusha of that day. So Shavuos, which is Man, Math, and Torah, so you Hashem re-gives the Torah every day. Just like Tisha B'Av, Hashem re-causes Churban every year. So that's why there are more Tzaras on Tisha B'Av, Purim, more Brachas. So on Shavuos, the Torah is always given. So when was the Torah given? Who knows? What day of the month was Shtar given? He could have said that without even guessing. What? Right. Why is they Vav Sivan? Because Vav Sivan is Shavuos, right? But according to many, many people, the Torah was given when? Zion Sivan. How did that happen? Even though we say in the davening, Shavuos is man, matan, Torah, seinu, a pretty pliatsuma, because it says that Moshe added an extra day. Hashem told Bnei Israel to make Achana, I think, 3 days, and Moshe added an extra day. So according to most people, I think it's the Magen Avraham holds way, and I think a lot of people hold this way, is Hashem was ready to give the Torah on Vav Sivan, but Klai Yisrael wasn't ready to take it because they were making the Achanas until Zion Sivan. So Memeda, it says of Sam Sefer, so both Vav Sivan and Zion Sivan are both Man's Math and Torah Seinu.
So why don't we keep it 3 days?
We do keep 2 days on
this. 3 days.
No, okay, I know. In Eretz Yisrael, they only keep 1 day. So, in a Maisa, but I'm saying the Chassam Sefer just says that there is an extra, there's a mystical component to the day. That's what they're not there. Is a, you would say, even in Eretz Yisrael, a person should learn more on the second day of Shavuos. Because there's a mystical, the Torah wasn't Koveya a Yantif on it, but there's a special mystical dimension on the day, which is different than other 2 days yantif, which really it's not the day, it's just midrabana and osminig avoseinu biyadeinu. Okay, anyway, so the maisa, the point is that we have to make a hachana for Shavuos before Shavuos, which I think we said, and on Shavuos we got to learn a little bit, besides which the first night, the whole Shavuos, and we have to try and figure out a way to improve our learning. That is really the you know, the before Shavuos, if a person takes it actually seriously, he has to have, just like in Rosh Hashanah, imagine a guy going into Rosh Hashanah and not spending a minute of thinking of tshuva. You know, like, what kind of Rosh Hashanah is that? So in Shavuos, it's not the idea, it's not tshuva. It's getting more into learning. It's not a question because I did Averis. It's a little different connection. It's, you know, Hashem gives the matana of learning to the person who shows that he wants it. And that's the idea why we learn. So you have to show that you want it more by improving your learning. You improve a little bit, then you're zeicher to get more. So how does one improve his learning? So that's a gigantic topic. We could probably spend... I once in Eretz Yisrael, when we first started Musar Vadim, I asked Rav Zeidu Epstein, that's how it was a very big gadol, Mashkiach HaTayra Or, I asked him what I should talk about in Musar Vadim. He says, you should talk all the time about Torah. Right? So you can, he's that badly felt that he can spend a whole year giving Musar Vadim on Torah. So we're going to try in 120 minutes to give a Musar Vadim on Torah. It's a little short, but we'll try. The most simple thing, if you ask, which is not necessarily right, but it's definitely true, just not the whole story for sure. If you ask a person, what does it mean to mechazek in learning? Basically, people would say it means improving your hasmada, which is definitely true. And most people could use improving their hasmada. So how do you improve your hasmada? So there's, you know, there's a Gemara in Kedushin. I assume you people learn Kedushin a little bit. So there's a Gemara in the I think it's Lamed Aleph, just looked it up, that it says that there was Rav Yosef, I think, first thought, Gado She'ena Mitzuva Va'isa Mishem Mitzuva Va'isa. Now there is it, who gets a bigger mitzvah? A person who is who's obligated, or a person who's not obligated? The question there was, if a blind person is not obligated in a mitzvah essays, is that, and he does the mitzvah anyway, does he get more schar or less schar? So the Gemara, Havamina of the Gemara was that it's better if you're ain't a mitzvah. The Gemara's maskana is that you get more schar if you're a mitzvah. Right? So, pashtas, that means that you should always go for a mitzvah. But the Bavli Musar say, and they have many rayas to this, that Pshat is that the very Chafetz Chaim Dik, that the Havamina obviously had a good Havamina, which means that they're both right. The Havamina was that Eina Mitzuvah is better. Why did the Havamina think Eina Mitzuvah is better? Because there's something in Eina Mitzuvah that Mitzuvah doesn't have. The Maskana says that Mitzuvah is better because there's something that Mitzuvah has and Eina Mitzuvah doesn't have. And the Maida of Mitzuvah is greater than the Maida of Eina Mitzuvah. But the Maisa, each one has a Maida. And therefore, the Baimus is saying that a person should try and do both. Which means that it's very, and they're very big on this term, that it's very important. If you talk about Hasmada, a person should have Hasmada in Mitzuvah Ba'isa and Hasmada in Eino Mitzuvah Ba'isa. Meaning, Hasmada should be in Seder, that we would call that Mitzuvah Ba'isa. And in a certain sense, you have, you know, you almost like have to do it, even though, I don't know, maybe some people don't think they have to do it, but it's a certain amount of mitzvah vayse. The way to get more asmada in Seder is basically to think about where you battle and find at least some hole that you battle and try and improve it. Right? That's, you don't have to take the whole 12-hour day. But if you think about the day, where is it in the day where there's a big hole? Is it because I come late to Seder? Is it because I schmooze with my chavrusa? Is it because whatever it is? And at least fix one hole in the Seder. That, then next year you'll fix a different hole. But that's really, I mean, if you're really masmid, what you do is, and if you take the 24 hour of the day and you go through it carefully. Do I wait? You know, from 7:30 to 8:15 is davening. It's, you know, do I waste time then? From 8:30 to Mishnah Berurah time, how is that used productively? Breakfast, is it used productively? Right. But if you're not ready for that, to go through every single Seder, but at least find somewhere in the day that you have a hole and make up to improve it. So that's improving Mitzvah Baisa. But a person should have some Seder of Eina Mitzvah. The Bar Mitzvah are very big on it, because if a guy only learns in Seder, which is in a sense very nice, but it means sort of like he's sort of saying, I only learn because I have to, because the yeshiva makes me. I only learn because there's a gun to my head. But as soon as it's vacation, I'm off. If you learn even 5 minutes a day after Seder, you're making a statement that I'm actually learning, and I'll just learn because I have to. I learn because I want to. So it's a whole different dimension. That's a whole different maida. That's the maida of Eina Mitzvah Ba'isa. You're showing that you're doing it because you want to do it. So there's a big maida in learning, even if it's just a few minutes after Seder, whether it's breakfast, lunch, supper, whatever it is, nights after night Seder. Okay, so that's quickly, superficially, what most people would say. If you want to increase your learning, you increase your hasmada. But being that this is Chafetz Chaim, nothing is ever the way, right, the pashas. So what would they say in Chafetz Chaim? What would they say in Chafetz Chaim?
I'd improve insider.
Oh, no, I didn't say it. I said both.
Quality.
Right. See that? Guys, no. Guys are in Chafetz Chaim ready. There's a famous Rambam. The Rambam is one of the most inspiring Rambams in the whole world. I quote this every year, so guys who are here should know it already. There's a Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Makkos. Rav Chanina ben Akasha Oimer Ratz HaKosh Baruch Hu Nezakos Yis Yisrael Adafika Cherbem Torah Mitzvahs. Right? Do you know that mitzvah? I hope you know it. Which basically literally means that because Hashem wanted to be help Klal Yisrael, so we should get more Olam Haba, so he gave us a lot of mitzvahs. Question: how does a lot of mitzvahs give us more Olam Haba? So the obvious answer is because you have a lot of mitzvahs, and you do a lot of mitzvahs, and you do a lot of mitzvahs to get more Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, wrong shot. The Rambam says because when you have a lot of mitzvahs, so it's inevitable that you won't, that you'll do at least one right in your whole lifetime. And if you do one mitzvah right, you'll get Olam Haba. Which means that the Rambam is saying that it's better, in a sense, one mitzvah right than hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs wrong. What do you think? Because Hashem gave us, if you make a cheshbon on a normal person, he learns Talmud Torah, can I get every second? Chavetz Chaim made a cheshbon, you get 360 mitzvahs an hour, and you learn, and you got 100 brachas, and whatever. There's hundreds and thousands of mitzvahs in a guy's lifetime. And yet the Rambam says the way you get Olam Haba is because of the quality of your mitzvahs, not the quantity. He says one mitzvah, that's what he says. May ikra yamuna kishikayim adam mitzvah meitarek mitzvahs kiroi. If you do a mitzvah property, property of course is a very high level, it's really property. Zaga barachai olam haba, then you get olam haba. And that shall here, because ki mitzvahs biyosam arbe, since there are so many mitzvahs, I efshu shal yaseh ha'odem b'chayev achas mehem al matku nasa. So it's impossible that you won't do at least one right. Anyway, so we are big believers that quality is much more important than quantity. So I'm not saying we shouldn't improve the hasmada. But, in other words, we believe that you can improve by increasing quality. And sometimes increasing quality is very, very easy. Sometimes it's not. But sometimes it's very easy because there are things that people manage don't even pay attention to. So I wanted to mention a few things to increase the quality of learning. Some of them are cinchy, and some of them are not so easy. Okay. There's a paper here I have it in my office called Maisa Ish. Maisa Ish is about the Chazon Ish. So five volumes. So they have here a story. These are stories about the Chazon Ish. It says as follows, that Rabbi Meir Monk, okay, said that when he was a child in Cheder, in sixth grade, approximately, I'm not sure exactly, he thinks it was sixth grade, so his Rebbe took them to class to the Chazon Ish. Okay. The Chazon Ish tested them, whatever. Okay, they're probably learning Yishlo Midas, you know, whatever. Okay. Anyway, then when they're ready to go, the Chazon Ish said, I want to tell you one thing. Okay. So here we got the picture. There's a class of sixth graders. The Chazon Ish has one thing he's going to tell them. Just one thing. Well, I imagine what, you know, make them think about what if you were the Chazon Ish and you had these sixth graders, nice, sincere sixth graders, and there's one Musar part you want to tell them. He says, Sarach Lizoyer, Shal Lagas, Bimekimus, Hamachusim, Shabaguf, Belinian Tinas Yadayim. Shekain Adover, Gurem, Meshikhas Hatayra. That when you learn, don't touch parts of your body that are not covered, that are covered. Don't scratch your scalp, don't touch over your elbow, because mystically, that causes you not to succeed in learning. Right? That's a pretty scary thing. Of all things, you tell a sixth grader, you know, make sure your hands are clean when you're learning. Not clean from dirt, clean spiritually. Right? But apparently, he held that's pretty chashuv. So imagine a guy goes ahead, you can have a guy sitting in the base medrash, and he's a masmid, and he learns, but he's not careful with his hands. So there's it's almost like silly, because it's as an easy as things can be. Just don't touch, or if you do touch, so wipe your hands there. That's why it's good to have a jacket. Okay, finish. Or go wash your hands in a sink, you know. Get up and wash your hands. So you're just, with almost no effort, you just majorly increase the value of your learning by just, you know. But you see people, guys sitting in the base medrash, and while they're learning, they're scratching their backs or whatever, you know, whatever. So it's like chaval. I'm not saying they're not yotzei Talmud Torah, but he says that it's Talmud Torah with a pagam that you're going to forget. He brings here the Chavetz Chazon Ish said, if you learn with hands not clean, you're over the iser of Hishamer pen tishkach. Since it causes a person to forget his learning, so there's an aver to do anything that's going to make you forget your learning. Okay. Anyway, that's the easiest thing in the world. Keep your hands clean. Okay. A second relatively easy thing. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, like 48 things that are niknisba, one of the things are arichas vasayim, which means talking. It's not so easy, but it's relatively easy. Right? Meaning that according, there's definitely a hinder in learning when you verbalize it. Now, sometimes you can't. So if you can't, so then there's all kinds of lumdas that it's, since you're doing the ultimate, you can't. Like if you're thinking of a svara, you can't verbalize it. But if you're learning from a sefer, you could read it. You could say the words. If you have a chavrusa, you can do a shamea ka'ina. It's considered like you're, even if he's reading, it's like you're. But to the extent, I have here a Mishnah Berurah. We hold in a Mishnah Berurah. In Hilchos Birchas HaTorah, it says you're not allowed to learn unless you make Birchas HaTorah. Says Rav Yosef Kairo, Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to be Maharir in learning without Birchas HaTorah. Ask the Gra, I don't understand. How can you Maharir in learning without Birchas HaTorah? But if you're not allowed to learn without Birchas HaTorah, and you're learning. So, but the Rav Yosef Kairo, the Maisa said, you could make learn without Birchas HaTorah, which means that Rav Yosef Kairo seems to hold that it's not, I don't say it's not learning, but it's not the real learning. So the bracha of Birchas HaTorah has to go on real Torah. And if you're learning the hearer, he says that's not the real Torah. You don't even have to make a bracha on that. Mr. Brura, the Bir Halacha here, says that even the Gra is Maideh, that it's not Shlemis on learning. He just feels that since it's for the mitzvah, so you therefore have to make a bracha. As the Machlokes is, if you have to make a bracha on a quasi mitzvah. That's why Mr. Bir Halacha learns it. But everyone learns, I don't know exactly, quasi or whatever, not a non Shlemistic mitzvah. But everyone learns that the mitzvah of learning, the Iker mitzvah of learning, is with Arichas Vasayim. It's also not so difficult. So if you could, you got to get into the habit. Once you get into the habit, it's easy. So you maybe don't make the habit when you sit and read a sefer. You don't skim with your eyes. You read the words. You have to try and get into such a habit. Okay. That's two. What else we got? I got to read my paper. Okay, I forgot this one. There's another one. This one I was inspired today by sitting in the Beis Medrash preparing. I won't say who inspired me, but there was someone in the Beis Medrash who inspired this one. It says in the one of the Mem Chesvarim, the Torah Niknisba, it says Ema, which means fear. Now, why are you supposed to have fear? Because in theory, you're supposed to feel, it's like if you were cutting a diamond. So, and that diamond is worth $1 million. And if you make a mistake, you're going to damage a $1 million diamond, you would have fear. So if a person had proper hargosha of learning, he would be sitting with a certain amount of fear. Okay, we're not on that madrega. But they all say that even though we're not on the madrega in the lathe, but at least, Rabbi Yisrael said this, at least you're supposed to at least act in the chitzonius, that you're supposed to act be'ema. Which means a guy that sits in the Beis Medrash with his shoes off, with his shirt off, with his pants off, right? That's lack of ema, right? So that's a begam in the learning. The learning is supposed to be be'ema. I know if you say you're putting your foot up like that, you know, lack of aim up, but okay. Sometimes you can't help it. But, right, you're supposed to be aim up. Okay. Now, the main one. The main thing in quality of learning is what? And I left out the main one. Is what?
You should be critical about how you learn the steps.
Okay, right. It's getting right shot. It's your gear, right? The person has to learn. This is not easy. In fact, most people cannot even do this. I have a belief, which I say this, I don't insult anyone, but it's not insulting, it's just human nature, that most people do not know how to think. insulting. I like insulting people. And therefore, they don't know how to concentrate. In other words, in elementary school, we don't really concentrate. We're fed information, which is relatively simple. Christopher Columbus discovered America in 1492. Okay, remember that. Okay. Right? But there's nothing teeth that you have to figure out or break your head. And it just, okay, pay attention and remember it. But there's a different concept in learning is you have to work hard. You have to delve into it. Most people don't know what that means. What do you mean, delve into it? Right? You have to be able to get things clear. Clarity in learning is one of is the like the in a mode I see in share something. You have a guy who can say over the hope shot perfectly, but he doesn't have it clear. How do you know he doesn't have it clear? Because if you mix up the steps, then he gets all for tumult. If you say over, if you decide to go over a shear and you change the order for some reason, then, right? In theory, a way to test if you have clarity is, I call this Mr. Potato Head. If, let's say, you're doing a sugya, and there are three shittas in this, there are five steps in the Gemara, right? And there are three shittas of Rishayim, and how to learn the five steps. All different. And each Rishon has a few Achronim saying different Pshatim in them. So altogether, you have about 10 different Pshatim in the five steps in the Gemara. Okay. A person who has clarity should be able, without much effort, to say, well, why can't I learn like the Plain Yeshua in step one, and like the Marshon in step two, and like the Igros Moshe in step three, and then the Nachas Dovin in step four, right? Put them together. Okay, we made a nice Mr. Potato Head, and I got a new shot. Right? It's because it's not a blob. It's each piece is clear, so you can just pull out. You can pull that out. And you know, I think I drive the guys in my shir crazy that I very often I ask them the question like, not what's the answer, but what's the structure of an answer? Because that's part of clarity. You have to know what you're trying to do. What's exactly the problem? What? It's not that, oh, the answer, I hear the answer. Why did the answer answer the question? You have to understand, what was it about the answer that answered the question? And then to understand how, if you could, therefore you could give a similar answer, which also answered a question, because all you have to do is retain this essence and you've answered the question. That's clarity. Most people, even when they hear an answer answers the question, yeah, the answer answers the question, but they can't pinpoint the part of the why this answer answers the question. And therefore, if I tell them, okay, now give me a similar answer that will also answer the question. I guess, I mean, starting from scratch. It's not starting from scratch. You know how to answer the question. So you gotta, it's such an important thing. I don't know if this is for a Muslim, but it's something we have to strive for. If we learn with more clarity, that's a higher level of learning. And as we believe, I believe this. And when the Chazon Ish learned Torah, his Torah, it was a bigger mitzvah than we learned Torah. Why should that be? Because he did a better learning. Besides that, he was a Chazon Ish. He was more to Shem Shemayim. His learning's better. So, because he was using his brain properly. Now, I'm not belittling our learning, but you can, if you do a better job learning, person can only do to fi his kaiches and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. You're not, if you use your brain, to fi your kaiches, you're just as good as a Chazon Ish. But you gotta use your brain. But the using the brain means yigiyah. Yigiyah means hard work, focusing, concentration, and it means pushing to get things clear, and it also means paying attention to small details, and it means really I think the biggest thing is spending time thinking about one thing This is people have no patience to think about one thing for more than a minute. That's a terrible problem. You gotta be able to. I just spoke on yesterday on the phone. I don't know what happened. Does anyone know Avram Powers? Yeah, who knows Avram Powers? Oh. Okay, he called me on the phone yesterday. He was one of the tzaddikim of the yeshiva. Yeah. Fascinating person. So Avram Powers used to have his room was covered with charts of Cheshbon and Nefesh charts. He was a wild guy, but he was always into all these wild Cheshbon and Nefesh. He was once giving me a ride in the mountains, and he, of course, speeding, because that's the kind of guy he was, on these windy roads, and all of a sudden his watch went off, you know, the alarm. He says, oh, it's time for my Cheshbon and Nefesh, and he closes his eyes. I said, you can't do that. So anyway, he was a wild guy, but he was always into these. He was tremendously into Musar, Cheshbon and Nefesh. So he once told me he has a Seder to spend a minute thinking about one thing. Practice, focus. Takes a line, a Pirkei Avos. Here we have a line. Rutz like a Shvarech Lezakis, you're the figure here in Torah Mitzvah. That's right, okay. Have a Rutz, a Mitzvah, Kawa, Kachamura. Any whatever line you pick. You go through Pirkei Avos. You go in order. Moshe, Kibbutz, Torah Mitzvah. Okay. You got one mission, one thought, not two thoughts. One thought in the Pirkei Avos. Okay, spend 60 seconds thinking about that one thought without your mind wandering. So he did that as a practice. Focus. Learn to focus. If you learn to focus, then you can dive in with Kavana because your brain can stay in with. But then you can learn. That's really learning. When you have the ability, so you have to be able, the guys who in, especially morning Seder, when they don't have Mara Mikaimis, and then they go crazy and they don't, I'm prepared already. I don't have to prepare. I can go into Shir and follow Shir. I don't even need to read the Mara Mikaimis. You're right, you can follow Shir, but you're not learning how to learn. You learn how to learn by training your mind to think. I say a guy's very bright. He walks into Shir and he can follow the whole Shir without the Rebbe, without preparing. But that's also, he didn't think. He didn't focus. He didn't practice thinking about a problem and taking it apart and putting it back together again. So you're not learning how to learn. So you gotta, and that's real learning. And that's a much, much higher level of Talmud Torah. It's a bigger mitzvah, besides that you'll be more successful in learning. So that is really the ikar. The ikar, you know, the other things are also chashiv. I don't want to say they're not chashiv. Then hasmat is chashiv too, and being tired is chashiv. But the ikar of learning is the learning properly. And learning properly means with focusing your brain and with clarity. And just being able to focus on the same point over and over again so it's clear. So you see all the nuances, right? I always give the example that you look at any one shirt, you say that there's what color shirt is this? A blue shirt, and this is a pink shirt, and this is a... It's all not true. None of these shirts are that. They're multicolored. They don't make simple colored shirts. I mean, I don't know, maybe they do, but... They don't usually. If you look at you have to be able to notice details. You know, it's the ability to see. They say the ability to see even though the trees in the forest and the forest in the trees, right? You got that? I mean, there's some people that they can't because they don't see the little details when they make grass, when they're drawing a painting of grass. They take a crayon and they go, green crayon, okay, all the grass. That's not what grass looks like. If you ever looked at grass is not green, especially not on my lawn, because it's grass is made up of multi different pieces, of little teeny things of different shades. And together they blend into a certain green, but there's green and yellow and brown and black. There's hundreds of colors in that grass. And it's all, each spade is, the grass is different. And the other skill is you have to be able to see the pattern. when you, instead of focusing on each little piece of grass, then you have to see the pattern in the whole thing. So that's why you have to see the forest. You can't let the trees block the forest, and you can't let the forest block the trees. Okay. But anyway, the maisa, the thing we have to do, if we want to really make a commitment, is to get into learning, is to strain our brains. And strain our brains doesn't mean to try and be brilliant. Try means to just try and focus on what you're learning. Rabbi Harris, the Moshe Dov Harris, he used to in Bikiya Seder. I was at Chavrusa one year. At the end of every sugya, he would take off about 2 hours, and he would review the whole sugya in his head to crystallize it. Right? Talking about Bikiya, it's not Ian. I got to crystallize the sugya. We finished the sugya. Okay, now let me crystallize it. He would go up and down the base, right? You know, I'm crystallizing the sugya. Right? That's clarity. It's not enough just to, you know, I read the material. I got all the facts. You got to crystallize things. At the end of a sugya and Ian Seder, you got to, you know, you're the good Ian Seder. But is it, can you crystallize it? Can you go ahead and organize it? Can you organize it differently than the Rebbe said it? Right? Can you go ahead and now figure out a way to write it up, and you figure out that now that I have the whole sugya, you know, maybe the sugya was developed a certain way, but that's really, in retrospect, that's not the way to write it. I used to always play a game. It was for fun. That when the Reshiva used to say a pilpushir, I used to always try and figure out how the Reshiva figured it out. In other words, I assumed that he did not figure it out the way he said it. Because it doesn't usually happen. You know, he didn't start out with this, you know. Sometimes, yes, but sometimes he didn't start with that question. You started out, you know, sometimes the last step came first. And then he reorganized it. So he reorganized it to make it sound better, you know, right? In other words, very often, sometimes you get the answer before you get the question. Because you start off the sugya, and you make a fetchy diak and rashi, and then you see a yisayid, and then you say, that's an interesting yisayid. I wonder what that would answer. Say, hey, wonder that answers a shver Rambam. Well, that's amazing. So then you turn on the shir and you say it with the Rambam, and then you make a diak and rashi, you know. You know, but you have to be able to, so, okay. Anyway, that is really the ikar of learning, which what we want to do is getting clarity. I'm not talking about getting big chidushim. I'm talking about being a big super mechadesh. Not everyone is a mechadesh. Not everyone thinks of questions. Not everyone is creative. But clarity is something that everyone should be able to do, whatever, on whatever level you're learning, to get it clear. Which means chazara, repeating, going it over, writing it down after shir. Guys should write over the sugya. They should rewrite it. You know, they should organize it, and organize it in their head. If you're going to do a Rabbi Harris, you can organize it on paper. You have to get things clear. That is the essence, or the ikar part of learning. And I don't say no one does it. I don't say that. But so many people are lacking in clarity. That's where the real challenge is. The real challenge in learning is to get things clear. The Reshiva used to always say that the definition of a lamdan is not that you're a big chidushim, is that you know what you know and you don't know, and you know what you don't know. That's what Reshiva used to always say. The lamdan doesn't have to know everything. But he won't fool himself to think he knows what he doesn't know. And he won't be able to confuse him on what he does know. Because he knows what he knows, he knows, he knows. You can't confuse him. Oh, you got me mixed up. You know he got you mixed up. You know it, you know it. And what he doesn't know, he knows he doesn't know. It's not like a guy who, you know, starts saying an answer and then in the middle of his talk says, oh, never mind. Right? Which is fine, because, okay, and you don't expect the guy always is talking without, you know, he didn't have a chance to think things out. But obviously, it's not clarity. But at the end of the sugya, that shouldn't happen. At the end of the sugya, a person should know things clear. Okay, anyway, so that's my basic. So the ma'aser, what I'm saying is we have to work on chizuk of learning. So first, most poshut thing is hasmada. Hasmada in Seder and hasmada out of Seder. I think it's both. And second is doing the learning right. So we said with taras yadayim, your hands, with the ema. What else do we say about are we moving with the speaking out? Arichas v'sayim. And the most important is concentration, focus, clarity, learning property, getting, not to necessarily get ripe shots. That's already not necessary. But getting clarity in what you're learning. That's really, that's a real key in with the mitzvah. Okay.